But let's talk a little bit about this video series that's being produced at Northwestern. And the first in this series, Clergy and Clinicians, features Pastor Chris Harris. He is the senior pastor at Bright Star Church, and he's the CEO of Bright Star Community Outreach. Thank you, Producer Aleph. And Dr. Clyde Yancey from Northwestern Medicine also joins us, and his resume includes the fact that he is the Vice Dean of Diversity and Inclusion at Northwestern University. He's the Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern's Feinberg School of Medicine, published in over 500 peer review publications. These two, clergy and clinicians, coming together to talk about COVID in Chicago. Doctor, Pastor, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
Thanks so much for having us. Glad to be with you.
Doctor, first you. So do I describe this series correctly? It's a collaboration, and it's a series of conversations between clinicians at Northwestern and clergymen in the community?
It's not just a collaboration. It's almost a magical collaboration, because it's bringing science and data into a faith-based experience, into a leadership model that impacts the community. It's a very interesting way of introducing important concepts using a trusted voice like Pastor Harris to really help a community elevate its own sense of health.
That's Dr. Yancey speaking just now?
Yes.
Dr. Yancey, thanks for joining us. And then Pastor Harris, is that your read on it too? Is that how this works?
That's exactly right. As you know, down through the years, particularly African-American communities, you know, we struggle with trusting research, medicine, academia, because since the days of Tuskegee, those kinds of things have, that kind of distrust has been developed. But our partnership at Bright Star Church Chicago and Bright Star Community Outreach with Northwestern has been pretty amazing and paradigm shifting, because when you go through trusted sources like clergy, it helps community constituents understand what clinicians are saying.
Doctor, is it frustrating? You're the scientist. I don't mean to discount at all what the pastor is saying. It's true. And yet, is it frustrating to you as a scientist to say, here's the data, here are the facts, but people don't accept it? They don't believe or trust that. Is that frustrating for you?
No, actually, it's illuminating, and it's actually rewarding, because I've been in this business a long time. And we've oftentimes wondered, how do we convey a message that's palpable, that's well-received, that's actionable by those that need to appreciate the message? And developing these kinds of partnerships, coming out of our academic silo, coming out of our downtown office, and engaging with someone in the community that has nothing but trust to convey, it really is close to a magical relationship, and I'm delighted to have the opportunity.
So does that predate COVID then, that disconnect in a way?
It actually does, and I think that Pastor Harris, and it's been a joy to work with Pastor Harris, by the way, really did articulate it correctly. There have been decades of events, some small, some large, that have fostered less than ideal trust, not just in the African-American community, but in different communities in this country. And part of what we have to do as public health spokespersons is understand the language that patients need to appreciate the message, and Pastor Harris helps us with that.
Pastor, then, would you say you weren't surprised when the vaccine program rolled out that it would be a task to get people to take the vaccine?
No, wasn't surprised at all. And anybody who is African-American, who is influential and use their voice, we've had a full-time job on top of everything else that we do. For over a year now, we've had to convince people that the virus is real. And now, on the other side of it, on the sunset of it, what it seems like, now we have a full-time job of convincing people that the vaccine is something that's useful. And so I wasn't surprised. We were telling our partners. But the wonderful thing about Northwestern and our partnership, they were willing to listen. And at the end of the day, the reality is relationship moves at the speed of trust. And so you have to find community champions that have voices that the community trusts, and you have to find community anchors, organizations that are already there serving those people that those who are clinicians and researchers and academic people want to reach.
Well, then, Pastor, let's pause here. Come back and tell me a story. That is, what does somebody say when you say get the vaccine and they say no, thank you? And then what do you and Dr. Yancey say to persuade them, and how effective is that? It's a video series called Clergy and Clinicians, and Northwestern and I'm not sure. By the way, gentlemen, is it just with Pastor Harris's church, or is this with a number of other community organizations that you all are doing this outreach with?
This is the first iteration, sir, and we're seeing how this goes. And it's certainly something that's scalable to other community-based organizations and not just churches.
Clergy and clinicians. This is WGN Radio. John Williams here. We're visiting with Pastor Chris Harris, the senior pastor of Bright Star, and Dr. Clyde Yancey from Northwestern Medicine. There's a new monthly series of videos called Clergy and Clinicians, and it's an outreach program. And in this first video series, the doctor and the pastor are talking about or to people of color in the city about why they maybe distrust getting a vaccine and what we all can do to get them to take the vaccine. And Pastor, before the break, I asked you to tell me, what do you hear? I mean, you reference sort of, you know, a history of distrust of medical institutions. Is that specifically what people cite, or is it something else?
Yeah, it's definitely specifically what they cite, that history. And you got to remember, many of the folks who experienced that during that time and knew of it happening during the Tuskegee time are still alive, or their offspring is still alive. And you asked me earlier, what do we do? First of all, you got to model your own expectations. So I had to be on the front line of talking about it. And I used three steps: awareness, educating our community, action, making sure we do something about what we learn, and then appraisal. You look back and see if it actually worked. So I was one of the first to get out there and say, hey, I know this is scary, but let's give it a try. And then my wife and I, we went and got vaccinated. But before I did the COVID vaccination, I started with the flu vaccination, because our folks were not believing in that. Were it not for Dr. Clyde Yancey, our conversation, and his educating me, I would not have taken either. But it's because, and it's helpful that Dr. Yancey is an African-American. So when people go to brightstarchurchchicago.com or brightstarcommunityoutreach.com to watch the shows, they will notice there are folks who look like us and live like us and know how to relate to us, who are telling us this is safe and it's the right thing to do. And beyond that, it's not just Bright Star Church. To your question earlier, I've built a collaboration of more than 105 faith-based, community-based schools and otherwise that collaborate in the greater Bronzeville area to make sure we bring information to our community about COVID, the vaccine, the virus, and the social determinants.
You were skeptical to start yourself, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And again, I was nervous about it, really, really concerned about it. But at the end of the day, the Bible that I preach and teach out of, he said we perish for the lack of knowledge. But once you know better, then you got to show better. And that's what's been helpful. And having our clinicians educate us so that we can use our voice to educate those who trust us has been paradigm shifting. We literally, during Holy Week, we at Bright Star vaccinated more than 800 people. Let me say it again. Bright Star alone educated 800 people. And that was amazing. And then we get ready to do it again on June 6th. So it's really exciting. We're seeing movement, and people are watching the show.
Dr. Yancey, what was that conversation with the pastor like when you found out that he was skeptical of the vaccine?
It was really a memorable moment, because I told him, look me in the eye, and I'm looking you in the eye. I'm telling you, as a scientist, I'm telling you as a black man, this is credible information. This will save your life, your congregation's life. I've taken the vaccine, and I see no reason for you not to. There's a way to convey that information man to man, eye to eye, that hits, and it hit home with him.
So when you go to your parishioners, how do you convey that? Do you bring the doctor with you? Do you say, I've been vaccinated? Can you tell me a conversion story, like somebody who is skeptical and you said something, Pastor, and then they said, okay?
Absolutely. I can tell you what was really, really interesting is, again, they watch the shows. That's why we make it available on our website. They're watching it on brightstarchurchchicago.com. They're watching it on brightstarcommunityoutreach.com. And when Doc, this is the truth, when he leaned forward on the show and said, look me in my eyes, that was pretty compelling and convincing. Wait a minute. Anytime a doctor can convince a preacher who always convinced parishioners and community constituents, listen, he preached a good sermon, and I just went ahead and said amen, and I built faith in. And listen, it was a really, really big deal. And when I went ahead and took the flu vaccination. It pumped me up to get ready for the second version. At the first, my congregation was like, Pastor, you're losing it. What's going on? But to be trusting these people. And then after a while, once they kept watching the show and the real information and science started to inform them, they really got involved. Now, let me be very clear. That's just the beginning. There's still a lot more work to do. I still have a lot of parishioners who are still skeptical, but we won't stop until we educate people so that they can make their own decisions.
How long's the video go, guys? I haven't watched it, but I'm really intrigued now. So how long do you two go at this? I'll bet you could go all day.
That is correct. I think we went about a half hour, but I know that our time is running short. I hope that everyone listening appreciates the importance of this message, regardless of your demographic. It is so incredibly important for our society, for our health, that we all heed the message and proceed with vaccination. That's really the best take-home message there is.
Okay, the series is called Clergy and Clinicians. Yeah, go ahead, Pastor.
Let me add one more important thing. There are several African-American doctors that we have interviewed, Dr. Yancey and so many others, mental health and other things around COVID, the vaccination. And so I'm excited that Northwestern is featuring and knows the power and pull and influence of these African-American clinicians. It is the right thing to do because COVID disproportionately affected Black people more than others. And so it is wise, smart, and strategic to highlight these amazing African-American clinicians, and that's what gets me excited because people trust people who can relate to them, and that's why the show is working. So I promise you, go and check it out. You'll enjoy it.
Dr. Clyde Yancey from Northwestern Medicine, the Feinberg School of Medicine, Pastor Chris Harris. And again, that website is brightstarcommunityoutreach.com, brightstarcommunityoutreach.com. It's called Clergy and Clinicians. What a good idea. It seems so logical that we put the two of you together and say, you be a team to do this kind of outreach. Gentlemen, congratulations. Well done.
Thank you so much. Have a good rest of the day.
So long, so much.
Doctor and Pastor, thank you for joining us.